In the previous two Mishnayot, we discussed a field of trees, that if something is considered to be a field of trees, a person is allowed to plow that field until the Shavuot before the Shemitah. If it's not considered to be a field of trees, a person is not allowed to plow the entire field, only individual trees. We said in order for it to be considered a field of trees, it has to, number one, have three trees within a betse'ah, three trees within a certain amount of square amot. And it also, those trees have to be a certain size. They have to produce at least 60 Italian mane, which we defined in the, when we're talking about pounds, as 63 pounds. They have to have a yield of 63 pounds. In this Mishnah, we're going to elaborate on what we meant in that last part of it needs to have a yield of at least 60 maneh ba'italki. Mishnah says, Ehad ilan seraf, ehad ilan ma'akal. Whether we're talking about non-fruit trees which were usually planted in order to use their wood, for firewood and other reasons, or ehad ilan ma'akal, we're talking about fruit trees with edible fruit. Ro'inotam ki ilu hem te'enim. We look at those trees as if they are fig trees. What would have they produced if they were fig trees? Would they produce 63 pounds or not? And why do we use the fig tree? Because the fig tree usually, number one, each fig is a large fruit, and number two, it has a very high output. So you have the ability to see the difference very clearly between a small tree and a larger tree. So we look at each tree and we try and assess, would have this tree given us the correct amount of 60 maneh ba italki or not? And that's what the Mishnah says. Im ne'uyim la'asot kikar debela shel 60 maneh ba italki, horshin kol betse'ah bishvilan. If this tree and then two others within that same field, if they would produce theoretically 60 Italian maneh of pressed figs, horshin kol betse'ah bishvilan, we're allowed to plow the entire Betse'ah, the entire field for them, even after Pesach, all the way until, according to Beit Hillel's opinion, according to Shavuot, pahot mikan en horshin lahem ela lesorkan. But if this fig tree would only produce less than that amount, it would produce less than 60 maneba italki, theoretically, even though we may be looking at an ilan seraf, even though we may be looking at a non-fruit tree, we're only allowed to plant the immediate surroundings around that tree as opposed to the entire field.